Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Yeah, Fatty, you like the monkeys?
That ain't the monkeys.
Yeah, it is.
Arctic.
Yeah, it's the cold ones.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not the monkeys.
Yeah, you like cold monkeys, Fatty?
Like, why did they go monkeys?
That's kind of abusive.
The band, monkeys? Like,
now, there's only one left.
There's just Monkey?
Mickey Dolenz, yeah, he's the last one.
Oh, really?
But they spelled it with two E's and no Y, you know, which is Monkeys. So I wonder if there was already a band called the Monkeys, and they just didn't fare too well, maybe.
Yeah, I think he was the youngest one, too. That was one of the first, I don't know if it was a super group.
Hey.
That was one of the assembled pop groups, one of the first ones.
Was it?
Yeah.
The Monkeys?
And they actually played their instruments, even though some people said they didn't.
Because some people say that wasn't done again until One Direction. But, you know, that's not true because, like, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, those are all formed.
Oh, I saw the Lou Pearlman documentary. I saw it. I seen it.
How did a guy like that make so much money just being a shyster, you know?
Because when you're a shyster, you're essentially just paying people off.
Con man.
It's a real... It's a strange world.
They are interesting people, I'll say that, the cons of the world.
Yeah.
Especially when you go into YouTube and find out, you know, when people are talking about their scams and schemes and whatnot.
Yeah.
How long they've kept it going.
Oh, yeah. Like, this stuff about how, you know, it's a... There's actually an online calculator for it. It's interesting how you put in, like, what state you live in, and it tells you how many hours you can't work over this amount of hours to lose your benefits. So people will look for jobs that aren't full-time on purpose, and then they'll be literally, like, down to the second, like, I can't work an hour more or my benefits will get cut, so I will work less so I get more.
Oh, when they retire?
It's the opposite of what the companies
about, like,
do.
EBT. God, what is it? Is it chat EBT? I don't know. Is that for poor people? I don't know. Or people out need a hand... A leg up or whatever. Hand up, leg up.
Leg out.
Okay.
You remember the companies
you're
would
doing
let,
the hokey pokey.
They would let you go 89 days. That's when they would cut you. Because 90 days back then, the benefits would fully kick in. And now some places are instant.
What are you talking about?
You get past
don't say
the...
that.
Ah, you get no insurance because you get fired before 90 days.
F me, M-A-U.
We don't need you to put steering wheel on car. Oh, I think we can figure it out.
We put them on the other side of car in our country. Is that right? Did they do that in America? I've never been.
I don't know if they do it
never
in that
been
country.
In Germania.
Look at big fat American from Greer. He's like, they can't put on gas pedal without me. Oh, what would we do?
I know in Britain it's on the right-hand side. And we're on the left.
Yes. But I feel like anything over there, like their toilets flush backwards and everything, right?
I'm not aware of that. Yeah. That's gravity.
We can't, I don't know, random name like a... A
it's
cabin
okay
or whatever.
To do, like the world has agreed, it's okay to do a German accent. You're not.
Yeah.
They're not,
it's not
they
offensive.
They don't get mad about it. You can do other ones, and that you. It's strange.
How
it's,
do we load the containers if we don't have Kevin to do it for us? Oh, what do we do?
You want to some vino? Huh?
You want my name?
That's
and
so
wine.
Fine. That's so. I want your name and wine. Besame.
Oh my God!
But then if
that
you
means
do,
kiss,
I know. French kiss. Yeah. Ah. Fa la 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 la.
Oh my
your
God.
Neighbors, caroling.
Use that trick on your ladies tonight if you want
Besame.
To.
I want to sing some Christmas carols to your crotch. La 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 la.
Ooh, la la.
How dare you?
It's on me now.
Don Me Now are straight apparel.
Yeah, really. I like that. I like this guy. My new favorite song.
We're going to do that like we did the Gulf of Mexico.
What was Trump doing to the turkey yesterday?
What?
He was making fun of the turkey.
Dude, you know, even if you don't like it, same way I felt about W. W did some wild things and stuff, but I just loved hearing him talk and his facial expression and stuff. And like, you know, like right now on the thing, they're showing Trump, do you think you're going to go to heaven? Like they show down. What a question to ask the president, first off. He's the president. No, he's not.
What is he going to say? No.
Oh, he's the president.
I'm doomed to hell.
He did somebody wrong. If you got that far, you screwed someone over. They all did. It's just the truth of the matter. Even the mayors, the governors. All of them. Trump needs to chill putting the fist up, too. It looks
like... Yeah, it's kind of like...
It's being a little combative.
That's a bad sign.
Like, look at this picture. He's doing the thing Trump like does when... Obviously, the camera's always on him, but like he kind of zones out and does his own thing for a little bit. He's staring at the turkey like he's wanting to kill him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is he licking his lips? Because that would be really bad.
I'll make a hamburger out of you.
He's just staring at him like he's trying to... What is this guy's deal? I can't figure out what his deal is. He's got a weird neck. It looks like balls.
But like he talks so much crap, but when he likes you, though, like, we love Paige. We love her. She's great. She's a great person.
He didn't sign my painting. He does love her not love
family.
Me.
We love her and her family. She's a great person. We love her.
I mean, look, you loved Kanye for a long time, too, until that went awry, and Elon and many others.
Well, you know.
I love how people revolve in and out of his world as far as he'll immediately turn on you, if you know.
The biggest thing I remember about the Kanye meeting is that Kanye showed everyone his... He didn't realize that the press was behind him when he was putting in his code to get his phone. And it was all zeros. I remember that.
Kanye, yeah. People are watching as much as zeros are going to break into your phone.
I wish I was a celebrity so I could have been on The Apprentice.
God.
Oh, let's look at the list of celebrities that were on there.
I know. Goldberg was on there, I believe.
Really?
I think he was on there.
God, the only one I can think of is Omarosa. That's just because that was the work that they had.
Yeah, she got a job out of the whole thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. I mean, I think that was the reality show part
Bill
of
Bill Rancid, whatever his name was.
Rancic.
That's what it is.
Ransack.
Got him mixed up with
going there and
the
tear
band.
Your house up. He married some hot chick, too. I can't remember what her name was.
I want you to go sell a pin.
And then you had...
to a guy with no hands.
Was it Jose Canseco on there one year?
He was. He was on there. And he stayed in touch. Like, he stayed friends with a lot of these people. Jose was definitely on there.
You
went
think
that's
how
too.
He got to stay in the country? We know Jose. We love him. His brother Ozzy, go home.
Really? We got one bash brother. Where's the other one? We'll send him back to where he's from, to wherever the ginger people are from.
His name's McGuire. He's Irish.
Mark McGuire, very gingery.
Oh, I want to see. Oh, look at that text. Folks, we get it. Yes, Apprentice was a reality show, they're saying, and you guys hired an actor to be president. We did that in the 80s. Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Yeah.
It's probably attributing the whole thing about Zelensky being a reality. He was a stand-up comic.
Look, right? Man, if you take a side in politics, you'll drive yourself nuts for every day of your life. I've seen somebody do it right now. It's like, I don't know how you can live in that every day. Look, somebody took a picture of Trump and the turkey beside each other. They're both looking off in the distance. God, turkeys are ugly.
Especially when you... I told you, I did that.
It's really hard to
look
at. I
sent that picture in the group text that time. One of the turkeys was, you know, the sun was kind of sun setting in the background.
Oh, it was sick too, man.
And the sun was going, it was going through his,
his neck skin or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the gobbler. It was the...
It's like if you put your pouch up to a window.
It looked like, and guys, you'll understand this, maybe some of the women as well, if you took... I use a medical term here. If you took your scrotum and stretched it out as much as you could without causing blood or anything, that's the way the neck... And the sun was going through it that it looked clear. You want to see my turkey? You want to see? Not a turkey. I said a turkey. No. It's the strangest thing.
I love
thing.
To see it.
But the more you look at them, you're like, they evolved from dinosaurs or whatever. Like, you can see that kind of...
Something ugly. they came from.
Seemed like a
very ugly.
What's the other thing? Ostrich. Yeah, they also they very dinosaurish.
Were you kind of expecting Trump to walk out there with a meat cleaver and just start swinging at his neck? I'm gonna kill him right now. I don't care.
Man, I mean, you know what's crazy is like there was not a whole lot of. This doesn't speak well of the whole thing, but like none of them went on to do anything business wise. Like the girl Christine, she her big thing after winning went on to be Playboy, and then you had Omarosa who just did this, that, or the other.
Look at the profile picture side by side, very astute.
Oh my God!
Like they're both looking off in the distance.
Kendra Todd, I remember her. She was the first woman to ever win a reality show in America. Oh well, thank God.
Yeah, really.
Now we're waiting. I want to see the first kid to win a reality.
What did you win? 90 Day Fiance with old No Neck on there? With the long black hair?
That guy gets $1.50 for freaking... God. I mean, you know
what? People want to see his no neck in person.
I could be the butt of the joke all day long for $150 a minute. I mean, I would not care. And they always do them in their cars. The lesser not, and I'm like, you're not proud of your house? Is that what it is? You do everything in the car.
Or you know what I hate? When people do a video and they got to stop and they don't edit it. They got to stop and you see them staring, try to find the button to turn it off with.
I did one of those the other day where I actually walked over to the camera and it stopped.
Like, edit your videos, that's man. Fun. Come on.
That's fun. Everything got to be polished.
It's a little raw. We like it raw.
All right. We left all these people on hold that entire time. We'll come back. We'll get some more phone calls.
They could be so mad.
1-800-774-0093. You know what? I'll tell you this. I walked in this building today, and we are the only live show today. Okay?
Apparently.
Just letting you know, we're here live.
So we're putting it in. Putting in work, man.
We out here. All right? Good morning, everyone. Thank you.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh.
Somebody would have beat Matt on this
Somebody would have beat me on this one.
This where's all to be.
You know it, Paige?
Yes.
Who is it?
Talking Heads.
Ding, ding, ding.
Dang.
Winner, winner, meat dinner.
That's wild, because I was listening to them the other day. Psycho. Right? Is that them?
Psycho Killer.
Bum, ba, bum, bum, ba, bum,
ba, bum, bum, yeah. Bum, finna. Run, 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 run. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he turns into a ghost at one point in that song.
He's a wild guy, old Burn.
Yeah, he is. He's wild. All right, let's get through, and not through like we want to hurry through these calls, but let's take a few phone calls for some folks. I will say that I am about to break one of my own rules. I normally go to anonymous first because I feel those are usually salacious and something mysterious. This one right here, though, my heart already goes out. Unless there's like some kind of like awful reason why, but... Let's go to Lindsay. Let me give out the number again. 1-800-774-0093. Lindsay, whose husband just lost his job. My God. Lindsay, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I'm sorry about that. Like that, what a, there's no good time obviously, for that to ever happen. But this is supposed to be the most wonderful time of year. You know?
Yeah.
So, oh, man. I mean, I'll tell you, Paul's right. I think it would be good for everybody right now. I don't care what you do for a living. Just think about if that shoe dropped today. Oh, man.
Like, what would you do? Because you couldn't focus on it immediately.
No, because, you still got all this. Oh, my gosh. That's rough. So, with that said, I apologize. Yeah. That just really caught me off guard there.
No, I know. Thank you. I mean, it's obviously very personal.
What's going on with it exactly? When did it all happen? And just recently, or?
Well, I'm just at the end of last week, and but I'm just, I'm about to lose it over here. End of last week, and it's not even the job loss really that's driving me crazy. I mean, it's really awful this time of year. Like you said, it's just how my husband's been acting about it. Like, he's just, at the moment, he's just way too calm. Like, he's weirdly relaxed about it.
Like, and he's not even, like, just, people were during COVID. Remember at the beginning of COVID, people were just quitting their jobs like they thought it was the end of the world? Like, is he running around not worried at all?
Not even a little bit. I mean, he keeps calling it, like, a reset or a refresh. Like, the universe forced him into this break. And I'm thinking, okay, all right, we're in our early 30s. We have bills due. And now, like, we're a one-income house. It's just me. So, meanwhile, he's acting like he's on some kind of retreat. And I don't know.
Has he even talked about what he wants to do next? Or, like, is he avoiding it altogether?
Well, yeah, he's avoiding it. He gives me these vague things like, I'll know the right opportunity when it comes, or something like that. But he's not actually saying what he wants to do. Like, he's not researched anything. He's not writing anything down. He's not, he's just floating kind of.
Sounds like my dating life. So he's not out, like, seeking. Maybe he's, like, going to tackle that after the first of the year. He's not really looking for anything yet.
Yeah.
Well, he already said he's not going to job hunt until after the holidays because nobody hires right now. And then he told me he's not going to settle, that he's only going to entertain certain opportunities. And he turned down, there was like the short-term warehouse gig. It was just like seasonal employment. Yeah. It would have brought in money, but it wasn't, what did he say? It wasn't aligned with his goals. Was like, okay, I don't want to.
Has he said certain jobs are beneath him now, like specifically?
Well, yeah, that's exactly the vibe. Like that, he paid his dues and now he's above certain things. Which to me is kind of insane because we just paid our mortgage with my paycheck. We dipped into savings, and I'm trying not to panic. And then meanwhile, he's watching this documentary at 2 in the afternoon, and he's calling it recharging. So I'm livid. I don't know.
Not to be too personal, but when you say, dipping into the savings, like was that a right nice chunk of change, and now see it dwindle?
We have some. But it's not enough for him to be picky right now at all. Like, it's enough to survive for a little bit, but it's not enough to be relaxed at all.
Oh,
like, every time I move money from savings, like, I just get more resentful. And it's been a few times in the last week we had to do it. So,
What kind of job did he have before?
I'm trying to, like, ask that. Yeah,
piece it
together. Is it a trade?
So he worked in operations at a warehouse. So he was there for years, and he really was. He was a hard worker. I mean, maybe too hard at the time. Like, he gave away his worth always, like, just constantly. Just helping everyone. He'd stay late. He'd do multiple roles. Like,
Sounds like me.
He did burn out.
Right.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
No, I'm not burnt out. I'm just kidding.
Maybe he.
That's Fat Boy. Fat Boy's the one who.
I have multiple roles?
Well, it's not about your body type, but I was saying more of, like, how. I always have to ask you stuff, and I've worked here longer. Like, that's kind of crazy. Let me ask this, because I think this is kind of important, Lindsay, because I'll be honest with you. I don't know you. When I first hear this, though, especially how he's being lackadaisical, it throws me back to a story that I'll tell after this call. Just remind me, say, Christmas at Chick-fil-A. Just remind me.
I have my fingernail.
All right. Was he fired or laid off, or did he just quit? And do you feel like he told you the entire story? Because it sounds like he maybe tried to get out of it.
That is a great question.
Thank you. That's three compliments in one week.
I mean,
week.
That's been in the back of my mind
Thank
the whole
you.
Time. I don't know.
What, that he was just... What was the reason that he said? Was he
well,
fired?
Well, he said he was let go due to restructuring. But then when I ask questions, he gets real cagey and he says things like, doesn't matter now. Or he's like, what's done is done. And I can't tell if it's like the shame or if he's hiding part of it. And I'm even more uneasy because I'm like, well, what really did happen here? I don't know.
Yeah, well, you're going to be curious now because if there's more to that story, it changes a lot. How he's acting.
Yeah, I don't want to assume the worst, you know. But his attitude just makes me wonder and it just adds to all this stress I'm already under.
Yeah, and it's the, again, there's no good time of year for this to happen, but...
Especially Christmas.
Yeah, well, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I don't know, everybody's overlooking it.
Everybody's overlooking...
Damn it.
Pilgrim and the other ones. So you mentioned the, you know, recharging, watching documentaries, you know, waiting until the first of the year to tackle that. What's he done at home since he's got all this time? Like anything productive at all? Cleaning out the garage?
Not really. I mean, I came home Wednesday. He was napping at 3 p.m. Laundry's all piled up. And he said he was mentally recharging. And I just wanted to scream. I'm like, you know, there's plenty to do.
See, if you were my daughter, first off, welcome. but if I would, if I, you know, if you were my daughter, I would be like, all right, what's he doing? I feel like I would want to step in. Like, has your family, do they know, did they weigh in on this at all?
Well, my sister did. She wanted to start this GoFundMe the minute she heard, and I shut that down immediately.
Yes.
Like, we're just not going to beg for money online. Like, we're not, you know what I mean? We're not on... We're stressed, but we're not hopeless at the moment.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have a little bit of a safety net until...
Yeah. I just...
But
I
you know what?
Know.
Those like, you know what the fun thing about that is that you see the savings account number, mm-hmm. and then you go look at the dividends or the interest paid, and then you also put that side by side with inflation, and you actually, even if you didn't take money out of your savings account, you have less money mm-hmm. because of the inflation rate, which is, yeah. you can't, I mean, there's nothing to do that. Now, you sound stressed. You sound emotionally runt. I don't mean that real bad, but I mean, you got a lot on you right now. I don't mean emotionally runt, but I mean, this is a lot for
yes.
you to deal with.
For
I've been
family.
There before.
We all have.
Yeah, not married to a man, but I was, a time when... I'll just say daddy got a little bump at work and it was like,
yeah,
well,
key bump.
Well, we don't need to, I was like, yes, we do. We don't need to stay. We need to get ahead. You
right.
know, there's no plateau yet.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You have to plan for your future.
You're doing.
Well, I'm the only paycheck right now, you know,
yeah.
like I'm three people. Like, okay, I'm the earner, I'm the worrier, and I'm trying to be supportive so he doesn't spiral. But then I'm super angry because I'm just carrying everything.
Yep.
And I don't know, like, sometimes I'm scared, I'm tired, I'm just pissed. I don't know. It's all of it.
So are you kind of worried, maybe not, well, I guess worried would be a good word, that he's not going to snap out of it? Like, that's got to be a big concern.
Yeah. I'm worried he's going to coast until January and then coast after that or worse. You know, there's something about the job loss he hadn't told me that I don't know. And by the time I realize all this, you know, how to fix it, or I don't know. I'm just worried we're going to be broke and fighting every day, and it's going to get worse and worse.
Maybe he's just doing it his own way and looking when you're not there or something.
Yeah,
you
right.
know? I don't know. Yeah. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, but we got to give her real world talk here, too. Like, he, man, I don't know. I get the feeling. I don't know what you're looking for from us other than, you know, words of encouragement, you know, which we're good at.
Yeah.
Well,
you can do it, but
I don't know if I'm being unfair here or if I'm right to be freaking out. Like,
yeah.
I love him. Like, you know, he's my guy, but I don't want to grow bitter or resent him, you know, because I'm holding this whole house together alone. Like, we don't have any kids also. So it's like, all right, where are we going with this? And I, you know, I just, what's going to happen here? I just need some perspective.
Yeah, you need him to be the alpha.
I mean, he's going to
step it up.
He's going to get it together, right? Like, you know, at some point, he's going to realize what it's doing to you, everything's put on you, and then he's not going to want to, you know, live that way.
Yeah, because don't you think, like, down deep, you know, you mentioned, I was going to ask, actually, look right there, it was my next question. Kids? Question mark? I would see that later and went, what? But kids, you know, he's got to be very, like, you know, It's an equal relationship, but, you know, no breadwinner, this or that. But, like, when you are, you know, one of the providers, as he was, and, like, he might literally be depressed.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be down about that. I don't know. Don't even tell me your age or
anything. I don't know.
Especially if he already had not a reason to, but, you know, if something had already happened to him this time of year.
Right.
If somebody passed or whatever, he's already kind of in a rut, maybe.
And people do get sick.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, holidays are tough. It really, it's just his job thing, I think. But I don't know. He's not taught, you know, he gets really defensive. So I don't know how to even get to the bottom of it.
Well, there's a hiring freeze here. But
yeah, we don't have jobs. Sorry.
But no, for real. Let us do this. I'm not even going to say what city you're calling. What we'll do is we'll talk to you off there and we will say what type of situation, what city you're kind of looking for, and then we can pass if anybody calls in about that. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's not really. It could lead to something.
It's worked out before.
Yeah. That's how Rob Ineria became an attorney. He was looking for a job. We found an attorney's office hiring.
Give him some leads and tell him to follow him.
Yeah. Jeremy Clements, we said, his father called. Says, I'm looking for a race car driver. I said, look to your son.
Yeah, that's what we said. What about your son? He's
looking, it's right under your eye.
Hey, for real, Lindsay, you know, hang in there. And, you know, it's. I tell you, I tell people this before. I've had three major valleys in my life. Three. Ain't in it right now. But it takes about three for you to look back and realize at those three moments I thought, this is kaput. Yeah. This is done. I mean, not with my life, but like whatever. And then you look back and say, God, how did I ever not think more of myself? It was at the moment, it's the worst thing in the world. For certain reasons it was. But at the same time, like I look back now, like, you know what? Made me maybe a little stronger.
Plus, we're not even, a weekend maybe? Mm-hmm. Like, if that, so. Plus, he is right, though. It is a good point. This is the worst time of year to try to get a job.
But wouldn't the very first of the year also be a tough time, too?
It's never a good time.
It's never a good time to lose or look for
one.
And I don't want to hire anybody around Christmas time. I'm looking to get out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying
If you just know that this too shall pass, and God has a plan, because we've all been there before.
Yeah. Lindsay, good luck with all that, for real. Hold on, though. We'll get that information from you, for real, okay?
Don't you hang up.
All right, Lindsay.
Yeah. Swear to God you won't hang up.
Oh, Lindsay. Yeah, that sucks.
He'll snap out of it, man.
It really sucks. He might just, you know, that's really embarrassing, especially think about this. You know, going around family and stuff, and everybody already knows he lost a job. Don't want to mention it, maybe.
No.
But then again, you don't want to be... hey, I know someone's hiring. Hey, I know somebody. That's got to kind of be annoying, too.
Plus, you know, with somewhat comforting,
maybe
you have
we
that,
won't pass on the information.
You have that thought in the back of your mind that if something goes awry, we'll be all right because, you know, my spouse is working.
Yeah.
So you got that little safety net to mentally to fall back on. But when that's gone, start to panic a little bit.
I mean,
it
can happen. In my situation, I went from two incomes to one income in one night. And you just got to do what you can to get through it, you know?
Paige, you're right. You're right.
They might have to cut back a little bit. I don't know how they live.
828 area code for those that are texting in. That's all I'll say till we get any more. I don't know. It covers many different areas.
Really does. All encompassing.
Yeah, it's a bad time to happen. I remember when I worked at Chick-fil-A. We have time here?
No.
Okay. Well, that story will...
I want to hear it next.
Paige?
I have time when we come back.
Yes, sir.
Would you stand by?
I'm going to stand by.
All right. We come back. But for real, he's got to be embarrassed. I don't, you know, it would affect a man, a woman just as much. But, you know, I can only think like a man.
Plus, she kind of brought me down a little bit. I know it's her situation. And, like, she called.
Boy, God, you know, dude,
kind of got into me a little.
I was, we were sitting there singing all these songs and stuff. And then you hear, but.
Yeah,
again,
real
life. That's what I said at the beginning. Like right now, think about if the shoe dropped and you know you were in this thing. I don't care how much money you got. If you ain't got enough to, they'd just be all right.
Mm. Even going to the store is going to dip you a few hundred a week.
Plus, it's got to be upsetting to the family members who realize their Christmas presents aren't going to be that good this year.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It ain't worth a whole segment, but it was it was more to just kind of pop up on what she was saying there. But yeah, when I worked at Chick-fil-A, this was in high school, I remember my sister didn't work at the time, and my dad worked, and my mom too, but they would close down the textile mill for the week of Christmas, and so everybody was off. So
it was only 2 weeks.
Everybody in my family was off for 2 weeks.
Only 2 weeks of the year they do that.
Oh, well, Fourtha. Yeah, Fourtha in the week of. And so this was like the week of Christmas, and it was a Monday, and I left the house, and my parents stayed. They were at home, and they were going Christmas shopping, and then they were going some little Christmas thing or whatever, and I was like,
going to the mall.
I'm missing all the fun.
Because you decided you wanted to work.
I quit Chick-fil-A the week of Christmas. Now, remember, my uncle owned it at the time, so I did have a little bit of leniency. Although he did make me legit wait till I turned 15 before he'd hire me. I was like, ain't nobody going to ask. He's like, hey, this is Chick-fil-A.
Well, you made manager pretty quick, so.
Crew leader. Organic I never events. Managed anyone. Crew leader.
I didn't
leader.
Know you were a boss.
Damn. Yeah, yeah, I was professional man. Call me man. Ray Traylor because I was the boss man.
I loved how you ran it kind of like the mob. Very La Cosa Nostra in the kitchen, the way you'd swap out goods and, you know.
What do you mean swap out goods?
Wasn't there like a pie swap back in the day? A little secret pie swap.
There was some swapping. There was some, all kinds
a
of
secret
swapping.
Secret pie, that sounds
well, good. I would trade Chick-fil-A for beer from Frankenstein.
Go see Harris at Chick-fil-A. He's got the hook.
He'll hook you.
The Orientals at Orient Express didn't
want to
take part in that.
Was it kegs or what? Was it
well,
worth it?
Well, we would steal kegs from Ruby Tuesdays.
Okay.
But they were empty, so we weren't stealing anything. But
you can get them refilled, right?
Yes. We'd take them to a friend's older brother who would go over there to the liquor store, literally right across the street from the mall. What is that place called? God, I remember driving by it as a teenager saying, you know, it's right there, it's right beside 385 in the mall. It's
Greens?
Right, Greens, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that place.
Go there and get it tapped, get it all filled up.
That's where, you know, I work across from there.
Is that where the Asian Connection was?
No, Asian Connection, who was not even Asian. He was, it's before, it's before America really melted more. So
that's a great way to explain it.
Yeah, he wasn't Asian, but that's what we called him. Because really, I mean, what are you going to call him? The Middle Eastern Connection.
The unmelted South.
I really don't know where he was from, but he very much knew that we were underage and would sell us alcohol. And I don't know if he was trying to, like, get us to his house or something.
Yeah. I knew guys that used to do that for me all the time.
Yeah, but this was...
They would send me out. It was my brother had a plan. I'll send the sister out and she'll come back with liquor.
Now, obviously, I'm not going to say any names, but let's say he was of that persuasion of, you know, he liked men. It's probably only one of you he might have been interested in, right? I'm not going to say who it is.
But. You trying to say my friends are not attractive?
I mean, like one probably was enough to pull both ways if he wanted
I don't know that he was like, I think he was a married man. I think he was.
But
that
you got you with a flat days. Top. You got the cop cut.
I didn't have that then. That was a year or two after. That was really only 10th grade. I didn't really start drinking until about junior year.
Your other buddy, Future really Knob, did. He was bald headed probably.
You know,
the
funny
time.
Story about that is. You know, and I caught it from all my friends, so I'm not going to care if you coworkers make fun of me for it. But I liked Bartles and James. I liked Zima. I liked wine coolers. And my friends would call me a pussy and all these things.
Seagrams.
And I'll never forget this girl that I was into at the time. She said, parents are out of town. And I was like, all right. She said, you think you can bring some beer?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I can bring beer. So, but she wanted beer. She wanted regular Budweiser.
Oh, like working man's Bud?
Working man Bud. Quart. And she didn't request a quart, but I went to the Asian Connection and got 2 quarts.
Well, you talk her into anything if she's drinking that.
Well, she's a tiny little thing. But here's the thing. I did not like beer at the time. I was, again, Mr. Fruity.
So you got to fake it around her?
No, I made myself drink beer in front of her. She was actually a year younger than me.
Oh, you
so I made myself drink beer. She's over there, and I'm like,
yeah, you made a face like,
yeah. Well, I had her later. So. That's right.
She didn't throw up on
you,
did she?
I cooked. No, she didn't. No, it wasn't got drunk or sick or nothing like that.
I thought she was going to be like, hey, can you get some beer? And then bring the boys over. We'll have a party.
Oh, no. No, there was a girl like that, though. That was, it felt bad for her.
Because I didn't know if this was the time of a certain situation. That almost took place.
No. That was after I graduated. That was the summer of... Oh, shit.
That was messed up, by the way.
You're not going to rope me into telling the story. Because that man, I tell you, that was so awkward. All right, I will tell the story.
So I love it. It's my favorite one.
It takes a lot out of me to tell the story, and I'm not bitten that up either, because it was strange.
I can see it in my head every time.
A friend that we will not name by name, and I had went to a little nightclub. Used to be called Characters. You may know it. It's now a church. And we go in there. Well, we end up running into the mom of a girl we went to high school with.
Nice.
Again, we were graduated, but her mom was there. And she was the kind you always assume is like a party mom, but you never were around her or whatever. Well, she was there with some gal friends. So they're like in their, you know, early 40s.
Good party.
Anyway,
age.
I invited her out afterwards.
Which was took some balls.
But I still lived at my parents' house. So I invited her to my friend's house. He had his own place he rented. Nice. So I'm inviting a woman to his place. Her friends didn't come. So me and her in there making out in the living room. Dude goes in there and takes a shower, going to bed. I'm sitting in the chair. We're both naked. She is, I won't tell you the position that we were in, Paige, because I know you get really erotically turned on, but she was straddling me, facing me, okay?
Okay.
We were making love. And all of a sudden, I look over her shoulder and I see his head. Almost like Wilson on Home Improvement.
Howdy ho, neighbor.
And then all of a sudden, that up and down motion started going left to right a little bit. And I'm trying to shoo him away without messing up the stuff here. Dude was trying to get all up in it while I was too.
Two things come
what?
To mind.
No, that cannot happen. That's
never.
Just weird.
Two things. First off, I know you've seen that friend since then. Has this ever come up again?
Nope.
Second thing.
Well, I mean, it's come up again since that day, but not within the last 10, 15 years.
Okay. Second, and honest, I don't know why I didn't remember this or didn't hear it before. I did not know it was his place.
Oh, yeah.
If it was his place, I mean, you got to kind of like at least try, right? Like, he should get to watch
that,
or something. Would
no.
you,
that boy.
Would you be cool if he watched?
No.
No.
If
no.
he's not trying to actively.
Could you perform with someone breathing down your back?
No! That's a breathing down my back.
Type and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.